Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest at his headquarters in Cartersville, Georgia, is Franco Rossi, who's president of Aquafil USA. Franco, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
Good to be with you. Since I was here last, you have expanded your operation for making carpet yarn by about 50%. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. It happened a couple of years ago, actually, this last expansion. And right now, we are using that capacity in full. And actually, we have started beginning of this year to import fiber from Europe because we cannot fulfill all our requirements from our customer here with what we make here.
Most people know that Aquafil, you've got a sweet spot in the business. You are a specialist in making nylon 6 carpet fiber. Obviously, you do sell fiber into the automotive industry, but a majority of your business is in the carpet industry. It's nylon 6 solution dyed, and you make it for a wide range of customers, mostly on the commercial side, right?
Yes, we do. Actually, our specialty, as you said, is solution dyed fibers. Most of our fibers is being sold to make commercial carpet and carpet tiles for the vast majority. As you know, I mean, the market has not been growing. The carpet industry has not been growing in the last few years. Still, we have been capable of capturing additional market shares. The reason, I think, is on one side, our offering of the Econil product, which is this 100% recycled content nylon chip that we use to extrude our premium branded Alto Chroma yarn. With 100% recycled content, 50% of which is post-consumer, as bring a lot of attention from especially the H&D community. So there is a strong demand out there for this kind of product. From another standpoint, or from another point of view, one more reason is that we have specialized in delivering carpet yarn in a variety of colors, in a variety of yarn size, and finished packaged. So we try to give a very good service to our customers. So they don't need to carry inventories. They are pretty much capable of running their mill as it was running on white yarn, but with all the advantages of having a solution dyed and the performances brought by solution dyed fibers.
One more background question. Just remind our listeners how long the Aquafil USA has been here.
The company was founded in 1999, so it's now 14 years. We started to extrude the first pound locally in 2006. And since then, we already made two rounds of additional investments. And actually, we're getting ready to go into a third round, probably by the end of this year, into the first semester of 2014, to add an additional 50% of what we are doing today. So we're still very optimistic about our possibilities in the next few years. I think that the customer base we deal with feel the level of commitment. They are convinced that we are here to stay. They see the level of investment and the attitude that we put in our operation here. So as I said before, we're already importing a good amount of fiber from Europe, so we just need to replace that yarn with locally manufactured yarn.
Well, that's one of the reasons I wanted to come down here because, I just want to check what you were doing. I mean, again, to reiterate, we've been working on our annual report. We've run the numbers. It looks like carpet demand in units is on the decline still, not by much, relatively flat, down just a little bit. And you can't make enough. Your demand is greater than your capacity to make it, so you're having to bring in product from Italy. So you have three plants. You have Aquafil USA, you have a plant in Italy, and you have a plant in China, right?
Well, actually, we have more than three plants. The Aquafil group are 13 plants, but what is important to say, as you just mentioned, we are the only independent fiber manufacturer of nylon which have plants in three continents, one in USA, two in Europe, actually, and one in China. Mm-hmm. Yes, so we are expanding globally. Of course, our U.S. business, our Asian business is fairly good, I would say brilliant. Our European business is not as good, but just this is not because of Aquafil, because, as everybody knows, the economy in Europe is not that good right now.
Now, another factor, I think, in your growth is because, as we all know, carpet tile is taking market share from broadloom, and the product that you make is perfect for carpet tile, right?
Yeah, it is a very good application for carpet tiles. I mean, our 900 denier yarn is a very good fit. I mean, in carpet tile, everybody is looking at low face weight, and having to deal with a building block on 900 denier gives a lot of flexibility to our customers, so especially in carpet tiles. And most of carpet tiles are made out of solution dyed yarn. So evidently, the fact that we have that denier and it is solution dyed, and we offer all the performances and a variety of colors. I mean, give us a lot of reason for our customers to buy it.
Mm-hmm. All right, so where we look today and we look forward, we know that the residential market is gathering steam now. Usually the commercial market follows that. We're expecting 2014 to be a very strong year on the commercial market. Do you think you're going to have your next expansion here ramped up enough to be able to supply the demand for growth?
We're betting on that. Of course, we are installing 50% of increasing capacity. Right now, it's a lot of pounds. So, yes, we're definitely going to be ready. Actually, I hope we're going to be ready on time. We still have the option, as we are doing now, to import fiber from Italy, which we're going to keep doing until we're going to have our new capacity available locally. We are optimistic. I mean, as you said, I mean, the market of carpet has been stagnant for the past 4 years. I think that a recovery is kind of overdue by now. We are all looking at that. There are a lot of signs that point to a recovery. I hope it will actually materialize.
Right, one last question. I know that your upper-end product is called EcoNeil, and it has recycled content in it. You've ramped up as far as the amount of post-consumer recycled content. Where do you stand now with EcoNeil?
Now we stand at minimum 50% of post-consumer content. Actually, if I look at the data coming from our plant in Slovenia, the average we have been reaching in the last couple of months has been over 50, probably between 50 and 60. But we are getting certified as a minimum 50% post-consumer, which is a significant step. We think that the fight is not over. We're going to keep growing that percentage. Hopefully, we'll get over 60 and up to 70, 75 in the next couple of years.
Okay, great. Well, Franco, thanks for having us down here. It's good to catch up with you. I've been talking to Franco Rossi, who is the president of Aquafil USA in Cartersville, Georgia. And you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.